Farm Talk from Las Vegas here at the, well, it was the formerly known as the National Biodiesel Board. Now they launched the, because of changing America, it's now Clean Fuels America Alliance. It's Tuesday. It's Technology Tuesday here on Farm Talk, brought to you by High Plains Apache. And we're talking about technology of making biofuels, biodiesel, and probably renewable diesel with Tom Slanechka. He is the CEO of Plasma Blue, but you probably know his name from another group called the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council. How are you doing, Tom?
I'm doing great, Mick. It's a great conference, and people are coming by, and they're looking to see what's new and how they can lower the price of making biodiesel, and I think we're here to help them.
Well, I guess. Well, this is an impressive piece of technology here, Plasma Blue. What is it, and what does it do?
Well, it's a technology that the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council started to invest in about 5 years ago. And we were able to take this very small benchtop experiment and expand it into what's now a 5 million gallon standalone transesterification process. And transesterification is the heart of making biodiesel. That's where the chemicals are all mixed together. And it's the most important part of a plant. But typically, it takes a lot of natural gas and time and energy and heat to make that happen. We're able to do it using electricity, do it in a millisecond, do it more completely, do it safely, effectively. And we really think it's going to be a big thing for the biodiesel industry.
Yeah, what drew me over here was the Tesla coil type thing you got attached to the top here. You've got lightning flying out the top of it. But what is that all about?
Well, you know, everybody actually knows what plasma is because we've all stood underneath a fluorescent light. And so fluorescent is when they take, there's gas inside of those tubes. They put just the right electrical frequency to it. That takes the gas into the state of plasma because it adds energy into that gas. And that's plasma. And the reaction is light in that scenario. What we're doing is very similar, but we take liquid, move it through the state of gas into the state of plasma within a millisecond. When that happens, all the molecular bonds get really, really excited. So depending on what you started with, you'll get something different on the backside. In the case of biodiesel, we've added in just the exact right quantities of soybean oil or corn oil and methanol and a catalyst. We add those together, they get all excited, and on the downhill side of the process, we make glycerin and biodiesel, just like you would at a regular plant, only we did it faster and with a lot less energy.
This is, and you keep promoting the fact that this helps with rapid expansion. A lot of plants are expanding, and this is part of that process, or this makes their process easier?
Well, both. So in some parts of the world, there are still new biodiesel plants being built, and I think they'll start with this as their technology. For those in the U.S. that are probably looking to expand, this is a really quick, fast way of adding 1, 2, 10 million extra gallons of production from that same plant. The footprint of is extremely small. It's a plug-and-play process, so you can roll it in and you can be up and running in literally hours.
All right. So, and it's on what, four wheels? It's on a little cart, and it looks like your reactors on the side are good for about 10 million gallons each, or?
Yeah, they're good for about 1.5 million each. So depending on the size of the plant and what the expansion is, they would have just a series of those reactors. But they would all get basically the same power unit. So very expandable. It's just really great technology that was brought forward by the soybean checkoff. It's a new thing to do with soybean checkoff. Typically, we're doing promotion of soybeans. We're doing export trips. But we've always been involved in new uses. And this is just one more way that we can add value to our farmers.
All right. It's called Plasma Blue, and the current model is S150. Are you going up to 250, 350, like the Dodge pickups or whatever?
Yeah, we'll have a number sequence to it. That's going to be the fun thing. And who knows, one day maybe people will be wearing T-shirts with Plasma Blue S150 on it. I don't know.
But it's another example of checkoff dollars at work. It began in a, like you said, on a benchtop. And again, the demand, what you know, the mother of invention is necessity. What necessitated this machine?
Well, really, when you look at what's happening to the biodiesel plants in face of renewable diesel, those plants are going to have to be more competitive in their cost production cycle. And this process is going to help them do it. It also gives them a more green product because we're able to use electricity instead of natural gas. So it's all about being competitive. Our goal is to keep as many of those small plants across the U.S. operating as possible. Not only do they take our soybeans locally and process them, but those are good high-paying jobs in our rural economy, and we need those plants operating. We've got farmer investors that got those plants up and running. They need to make sure that they get a return on that investment, but most importantly, we need those small towns having great jobs, and making biodiesel in a small town is one of those value-added things that we had probably couldn't even have dreamt of 100 years ago, and here now we have them all over the country.
Yeah, or even 30 years ago.
Or even 30, that's right. We need more value add right here at home, at our, you know, as close to our farms as possible, and this is hopefully one of the ways that we're going to make that happen.
All right. Plasma Blue, and again, it's a safety feature. What else, what does it prevent, or what does it help with?
Well, it's really an energy reduction process, but it's also a completeness in the reaction. So this will actually make better biodiesel. Actually, it can make industrial methyl esters that can be used to make plastics and sealants and all kinds of other products. So if a plant wanted to, when they brought this in, they actually could make fuel, or they can make something that's even worth more than fuel. Again, but we've got to get these into these small plants, give them an opportunity to expand, and make sure those plants stay viable for years and years to come.
Super. All right. Well, Tom Schlinechka, who is the CEO of Plasma Blue, also Executive Director of Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council. So I got to ask I don't know if this is a sensitive question or not, the business plan or the business model, how does all of this fit together?
Well, it's a very simple objective of this technology. We want as many small facilities to get access to this technology as possible. And that was directed by our farmer board. So, the vision of the Checkoff, the vision of Plasma Blue, they're very similar. But because Plasma Blue is going to have to do things that are a little bit to the side of what normal Checkoffs do, we decided to spin it into its own company. And I'm here to help it get started, but at some point in time, we'll have a full team of people running Plasma Blue. It's exciting and fun, and we've got farmer involvement just at every turn. Running a business, running an association, they are different, but I think in today's world, they're more alike than we probably give them credit to.
Yeah, but you're running the business for the association, which sounds pretty good.
Yeah. You know, associations have to always be relevant. That search for relevancy, why am I joining this group? What does it mean for me? What are they doing tomorrow? It's fine. They did some great stuff in the past, but what are they doing to help me in my future? And I think associations need to reinvent themselves almost daily, because the world is changing almost daily. Young farmers that are coming in are tougher on associations than the generation in the past. The generation in the past believed in it because it was the right thing to do, and younger producers are under more financial pressure than ever before, and they need to know that their investment in an association is going to pay today. So we work very, very hard at Minnesota Research and Promotion Council, along with some of the other groups that use the same staffing pool like Plasma Blue, to constantly be reinventing who we are. We're always looking down the road 5-10 years and figuring out where that puck is going to be. We're skating to where it's going to be, not where it is.
Well, and that's what this organization, after 30 years, is doing itself, reinventing itself based on the changes in America.
Yeah, when you think about what consumers, the new demand that consumers are putting on us for information, we simply can't farm the way that we have. You know, identity preservation is going to become a larger and larger part of our business platform. And who's going to help map through that? We need associations to help do that. The Specialty Soy and Grains Alliance, which is another group I work closely with, they've mapped that out, and they're available to help get IP products from the farm all the way to those consumers. And we've always created a safe, abundant, reliable food source, but In today's world, that's not enough. They also want to know, how did I raise that? How did I handle it? How did it get to me? And why? And it's on my table with my family. I have to trust in that. So them wanting more information is just an evolution of the world. And I think farmers need to be prepared to answer those questions.
Transparency, diversity, all things that may not have been part of the past are part of the future.
Yeah. I think, we've seen it before in wanting to know more information, but I don't think it's excelled to this level before. I think at some point in time, you know, consumers are going to really make that decision. They're going to make it with their smartphone while they're standing in the grocery store aisle. And those that are able to provide that information are the ones that are going to be profitable.
Thomas Lunechka, Plasma Blue, you're kind of the belle of the ball here at the conference in Vegas. This is pretty impressive technology. But you're missing Expo. All the guys back at home are at Expo.
Big shout out to everybody back in Minnesota. I do regret not being there, but we got a great team of staff there. And, of course, we've got the best leaders on the planet. And I know they're all chipping in, and I know it's going to be a great meeting. There's probably more trade show booths there than here. So for those that are back home, you're not missing much. But for those that are here, without a doubt, Plasma Blue is the most exciting thing on the floor.
And the website is?
PlasmaBlue.com.
Gotcha. Tom Slonechka, thank you for the visit and have a great success with Plasma Blue.
Thank you.
That's Technology Tuesday, brought to you by High Plains Apache.